This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans getting health coverage from the state's insurance marketplace has risen sharply in the last 5 years. Enrollment with Connect for Health Colorado rose by 115,000 to more than 250,000 people over the last half decade. The Colorado House has approved a bill meant to protect school libraries when there are calls to remove books from their shelves. It calls for school districts to draft policies on how to challenge a book and when it should be removed. But Fort Lupton Republican Ryan Gonzalez says the state shouldn't set too many rules for what goes into those district policies.
The fact that we're talking about having a school library policy is an acknowledgement that a big part of this is subjective, right?
The measure stipulates that only a parent of a student attending a school can challenge a book in its library, and it says no book can be challenged more than once every 2 years. Books would also remain on shelves while they're being reviewed. The Colorado Rockies have their season's home opener in downtown Denver today. They take on the Athletics. The Rockies have lost 5 of their first 6 games this season, all away from Coors Field. First pitch this afternoon is at 2:10. The Monopoly Man this week debuted a new game board featuring Colorado Springs. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
The coveted blue properties of Boardwalk and Park Place are now Garden of the Gods and Pike's Peak. The 4 railroads are now the 4 seasons, and the money includes a map of Colorado Springs as the background. The board properties are divided between iconic landmarks and local businesses like Poor Richard's Bookstore. Colorado Springs is the 2nd Intermountain West city to be featured in Monopoly after Park City, Utah. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.